Now, last week, in a defamation case against News Corp and Fairfax, the New South Wales Supreme Court ruled that it was up to news companies to monitor their social media for defamatory comments made by their readers. At the moment, there are limits as to the removal of comments on Facebook, which means some media companies may see social media managers working around the clock to filter out anything defamatory. Least of all, inconvenient and time-worthy, financing these additional roles may be problematic for smaller businesses. Well, we're joined on the line by Dr. Jennifer Beckett from the University of Melbourne to talk more about this case. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. So what does this decision mean for media outlets across Australia?
Well, it means that the court has decided that the media outlets are responsible for removing all defamatory content from their websites or from their Facebook pages. That actually means they're going to have to invest more in moderators. I note that in the judgment, the Sydney Morning Herald only had two people monitoring Facebook comments. And so they get a lot of comments on a daily basis. So basically it means that the publications are going to have to moderate more effectively and more fully.
Right. And the ruling was quite scary. You know, here at 2SER, we're told to tread carefully now on our social media. Are these laws out of date? Are we trailing behind other countries in terms of defamation law, like the US or the UK?
No, we're actually not. It's always the case that technology, you know, is going to outstrip the laws that we have, and it may be the case that this court case gets appealed and then we get some law that that is able to be cited in further cases to say that this isn't the case. But, you know, certainly defamation is very serious, and anything that is published on a Facebook page is considered a publication. And if you read the law, then it's about the publication of the comments. It is about the fact that they have to be shareable. So obviously this is social media, they're very shareable and they have to be seen by a significant number of people, and they were. So in accord with the letter of the law, no, there's nothing wrong, and we're not trailing behind. Everyone has this issue.
Right.
This is probably a case that was waiting to happen to test the technology.
Well, is there still, you know, misconception as to what Facebook's function in all of this is? Some think that Facebook should be held liable and kind of start seeing itself as a media company. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a question. Should Facebook be considered to be a publisher? There are really good arguments for and against. Some of the arguments against are that Facebook wouldn't be able to function, and that it'd be a lot bigger raft of legislation that they would have to deal with that might actually mean that they couldn't work the way they are now. So we wouldn't enjoy the same kinds of freedoms that we do on the platform now, and that it would become much more like a messaging service, which is in fact how Mark Zuckerberg is really taking the company. But the bigger question here around the law is, is Facebook liable? Actually, Facebook's not liable. They are operate under what's called a safe harbor law in the US, which means that they are immune from liability from things like defamation, from breach of copyright, all of those things that we as public organisations need to be aware of when we're using their pages.
Right. And so has Facebook got any measures in place to monitor or stop defamatory comments? I guess if they're not held liable at the moment, they wouldn't.
No, they don't. They don't.
Okay.
What they have is that you can, you know, the usual sorts of laws, but no, actually you're responsible for any defamatory comments on your web page, on your Facebook pages. You're actually also responsible for any copyright breaches on your Facebook pages, which is another interesting thing in Australia, of course, because we don't have the same level of copyright laws as other places in the world where they have, fair use. We've actually got a thing called fair dealing. So in Australia, interestingly enough, sharing memes is actually a breach of our copyright law.
Oh, no, not the memes as well.
I know, the memes are coming for your memes. They won't come for your personal memes. It's more about what constitutes personal commercial gain.
Wow, okay.
So if you're making money out of it, they're going to be a little bit more annoyed, I think.
Got to tread carefully for sure. And so I guess in the meanwhile, what steps can news companies take to cover themselves online?
Well, the first thing, and this is the interesting thing, is that most of the media organisations actually have their own social media regulations. So they've got their own community guidelines, which go beyond what Facebook has. And often you'll find that they have things like, don't post defamatory comments. So, you know, that's sort of an admission that that can happen. So, you know, if you're going to have something like that in your guidelines, you actually need to follow through. So you do need to make sure that you're taking those down. With these rulings, yes, you will have to take down defamatory comments, which means that social media moderators and social media managers, because these social media managers are also doing the moderating, they actually need to be trained in the law. And that is actually something that should already be happening. And I think, you know, it really goes to the fact that people, that one thing that people don't understand is that social media management and moderation is a highly skilled job. Most people doing it have university level education. And we actually really don't pay people enough, and we don't train people enough to do this. The other thing is that, you know, people need to agitate to Facebook for better moderation tools, because that's part of the problem that makes this so difficult.
I guess it's difficult when you have comments from the public. You have to be quite quite quick about it and removing them. And that's where the challenge lies, I'm sure. Well, Jennifer, yeah, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bye. That was Dr. Jennifer Beckett from the University of Melbourne telling us about last week's Supreme Court ruling making news outlets responsible for defamatory comments on their posts. We'll see a lot more responsibilities for those social media managers. Lots to think about there.